Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
I'm just trying to put a little powder on and make myself look presentable.
That's
for
fine.
Our intimate portrait, a.k.a. our sissies that watch us on our $15 Patreon tier. And Poodle said, you can put all the makeup you want on. Your lighting's so terrible, it doesn't matter anyway. Maybe because I don't have a fucking pin spot on my goddamn face to take out all my wrinkles.
Ring light. And y'all, if you are doing Zoom calls and you don't have that Zoom filter all the way up to touch up, you don't know what you're doing. Okay.
We should tell Zencaster.
Zooming.
We should ask Zencaster.
We need a touch up filter. I need a filter that makes me look like an anime character.
Like, or that new filter that everybody makes everybody look like Jennifer Coolidge.
Yes. Like I seriously need to look like a manga. I need big eyes, tiny little thin face.
I'm here for that.
Isn't manga singular? I don't know. Who knows?
I don't know. This is a hair product I bought today, by the way. It's called Oribe.
Who cares?
I got sucked into buying very expensive hair product, and then Poodle said that's all he buys.
I don't. No, I don't. I said I buy pomade that I don't buy cheap pomade. For my hair.
Cheap. I don't think you can buy cheap hair product. It never works.
Well, you can. It's gross and it gets tacky.
Yeah.
And you if you're going to leave stuff in your hair that's going to be for a whole day, you need something good.
I had to get something because y'all, what works in California does not work in Houston in the summer.
Because it's humid. Yeah.
My hair, I put on this product so it looks better now. The woman sat me down. My friend said, go to the salon, my friend's salon. And she sat me down in the chair. And I looked in the mirror and I was appalled. I look like
Ronald McDonald.
I look like a used Muppet from the 70s. It's just been tossed aside with yarn for hair.
Threadbare.
Yeah. The stylist actually said she liked my color. So thanks.
She's seen it like 3 weeks after it had been,
it's true. I like it now. It was a little red.
Yeah. Day glow.
I told my brother, I said, people keep complimenting my hair color. My brother said, well, that's just because it reminds him of McDonald's and everybody loves McDonald's.
That's exactly right. That's fair. Good job, Brian.
Hung up on the top. Oh, you're saying my brother's name. Well, he's in the sissy squad anyway.
You said your father's name. Yeah.
Y'all go to Caddo Street Barbecue and get your sissy discount. Let them know you're a sissy.
I need
Ardmore, Oklahoma, in downtown
Ardmore.
Ryan,
I need to see at least 10% of that discount. Or at least 10% of profits if we're going to give you a discount.
It's true. What are our announcements, Poodle?
Oh, it's a towel.
Or did you have something to say?
Did I told you about these towels that I bought from Amazon. It sounds like I'm trying to hawk thing. I'm showing it up now. Y'all, this is... I think it's hysterical. Don't buy these shitty towels from Amazon. I think I paid like $30 for a set. You can see through them.
That, wow.
Like the towels at a gay sex spa are better. And at least you get cum on them from that.
Those are good towels. They have to stand up to bleaching over and over.
Can you imagine what those towels go out there and fight every day? What
someone
they have seen.
Someone needs to make a sitcom of somebody who's a washer at a gay sex spa.
No, because there would be no laughter in that, which is sad.
Maybe it's a drama. We need to move on.
Welcome to Reality Gaze. This is your fault for taking too long to say that this time.
Welcome to Reality Gaze. This is part two, but of our part two
of part one of the tell-all.
Of the tell-all, which was a great tell-all. Are you confused? We all are.
Are you not entertained?
If you haven't listened to the episode before this, we talked a lot about Natalie and Mike.
Because they were most of part one of the tell-all.
They were most of part one. So this episode, we're going to be talking about Jovi, Yara, Brandon, and Julia, and Rebecca, and Zied.
And no. I don't think we had any Tariq and Hazel just because... Even Sean Robbins is like, nope, why would I care?
Lord. Now, y'all, we've already heard. Y'all sent it to us. We know that Stephanie did an Instagram Live. But I
That's
think
being generous.
I think we can still watch it because we're going to watch it and we're going to recap it, but on an Instagram Live. So we will.
I watched 10 seconds of it and I said, I can't do this right now.
But that's why when I watched in Tekkens, I said, you have to. It's horrible. It's so, and her hair is
she
like
looks terrible.
Somebody posted in the Sissy Squad. She does look like the blonde woman from, but bigger pigtails from
Gilligan's Island. Yeah.
So
we shouldn't do Marianne that way.
We should. I've never seen a full episode of Gilligan's Island, so I don't even know. Isn't that weird?
Not,
of all the old TV I watch, it always annoyed me. I didn't like it.
It is weird that you've never seen an episode of it because it came on with all the syndicated other things that you
and
would
it's
see.
It's so homoerotic too because Gilligan and that big guy were totally wanting to fuck.
Okay, why do I feel like that's a violation of something in my childhood?
I'm just
Gilligan's
saying.
Island is such a non-sexual show.
Gilligan and the captain.
You mean the
bang.
Skipper? There's no captain. It's the skipper.
The skipper,
Gilligan,
whatever.
The skipper to the millionaire and his wife, the movie star, the professor and Marianne are here on Gilligan's Isle. I can't believe you never heard the famous theme song. Just sit right back and you'll hear
I've heard the theme song.
You've just said, no, I don't want to watch the show.
Yep, that's basically it. I was like, I want Bewitched or I Love Jeannie. Change.
Well, I Love Jeannie. Why did it bother you?
I don't know. It bothered me. I would happily watch it now.
Maybe it was all the sand.
Maybe dirt. So I didn't know. So we're gonna be doing an Instagram Live with Stephanie. We're not sure when we're gonna do that because we're still working some scheduling me coming back to LA. So just follow us on Instagram at Reality Gaze Podcast and we'll let you know.
You'll know.
We'll announce when
you will know when we're good and ready.
So also we be sure to listen to if you submitted a review for the March Madness review of Palooza, we have an episode out that's called
Winners Revealed or something like that.
Winners Revealed, yes. Be sure to
click a 20-minute episode on the free feed.
Yeah, and you can you can do that and then you'll be able to get you'll hear who all the seven winners are. Yes,
because
we're
supposed
seven.
To have five, but we both had an honorable mention because we couldn't do it. So yeah. There's seven
several
people
of you reached out
who got so the $8 Supercast and or Patreon.
Yes.
Or
no
Patreon.
Supercast. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. No Patreon.
We can't
Supercast.
Comp people on Patreon.
That's why we did it finally.
Because it's a whole thing on Patreon. We have to log into their account, give them my credit card.
I got
to
know your mom's maiden name.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. Anyway, any other announcements?
Thank you for everyone who's watching the video for compliments on my archway behind me. That is so kind.
It is pretty. Your video's a little pixelated for me now, but it probably will look fine in the recording.
Fuck off.
I really can't see him out. It's kind of blurred, and I prefer it that way.
I have really good internet now.
Are you plugged in?
Yes.
Here, y'all, speaking of plugged in.
I dare you to make me do a speed test.
Speaking of getting plugged, 8 days and counting, America.
No, seven. Seven.
Seven. Boy. 7 days and counting, a week until D-Day.
Dick Day.
Dick Day. Poodle is ready. I just wanted to remind everybody about that.
The gentleman callers have been filling out a doodle poll.
There's just a Google. There's a Google doodle. Sign up for this slot to get my slot.
You know, if you want to sign up for two, it's fine. It's fine. Well,
it's fine.
Everyone gets served.
Yes. Yeah, if you're on at the same time as someone else, that's fine.
You know, if you just want to walk in, walk-ins welcome. The door's open.
The door's open.
It's an open door policy. Open
there
legs policy. Yeah.
If someone's wearing an Alice outfit, it's not weird. It's normal.
Beware the Jabberwock, my son. Let's talk about any other announcements besides that.
No, I think that's
Pig Royalty. Pig Royalty.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all, we dropped our first episode of Pig Royalty, and you guys received it well. So it's, again, this is my favorite show of 2021. We were very, very excited about what's going to happen. I watch it. I've watched episode one and episode two twice now. So I'm very, very excited. It is Toddlers and Tiaras. It is a family drama.
You didn't watch Cheer, but it's a little bit of Cheer, like docu-style, Toddlers and Tiaras, and then pigs.
And pigs. Pigs as the central metaphor for it all.
It's great. And yes, one of the mothers does look like Mike's mom. Someone sent us an Instagram message, and that's true.
And there really is, there's Jodie Rein, and then there's Michelle Bolero, who is basically Dance Mom Pigs.
Yeah,
Abby Miller with Pigs.
Yeah, it is a bit Dance Moms.
It's a little Dance Mommy. Toddlers and Tiaras, Dance Moms with hints of 4-H. Are you putting on lipstick again?
Lip balm.
Okay.
But look what color it is.
That's the most lipstickiest lip balm I've ever seen.
But it's from a company called Lipstick Queen. Bridget Green told me about it. And actually,
they called it right, Lipstick Queen.
It's true. It's a green lipstick.
Oh.
It's a lip balm. And it just brings out, it's a pH thing. It makes, look, it's my natural pink. I want you to try it. I bet your lips look pretty.
It's
called Frog Print.
They already look more red. But I
like it.
I would wear a lip balm. I just don't like all the dyes and stuff.
Yeah, this very is no natural. Dye. It's just a pH that I'm going to have you wear. Anyway, let's talk about Jovi Child.
I think that was it. Announcement wise. Jovi Child. We're going to talk about Jovi. We're going to talk about Mama Jovi. We're going to talk about Papa Jovi. We're going to talk about listen to Bon Ton Roulette.
Saturday nerd and the moon and dad. I'm going to head on over to the shady, shady Yara.
Oh, y'all. She was the perfection on this tell-all.
The MVP.
Oh, she was amazing. We did not know this when we were watching. We were watching them early on, but they're going to be probably a bigger part of the 90 Day Multiverse than we thought. So they're already going to be happily ever after. They evidently enough people like them. I think people like her more than him, but like them enough to have that baby special, which I liked okay, but I found it kind of snoozy.
I thought it was snoozy, but I like him more. I have to say,
like him more. I think he's had to grow up a little bit. I think he's just a good time dude who's kind of he's from a patriarchal area where boys are men are men and women are women. And
but he's showing up to be a good
father. That's true. And y'all said really sweet.
She said, I get emotional seeing how good he is with her. It makes me love him more, how well he takes care of our daughter. And
that was sweet.
My ovaries dropped and my asshole moistened.
You know, that doesn't happen, actually.
It does for me. When I see y'all, when I see a man holding a baby doing skin to skin therapy, that is so attractive.
Why does that happen for a sexual thing for you?
It's not so much. It's all of it.
Okay,
it's like because as you get older, at least for me, like the more I get connected in the person I am and my emotions, the more, especially. You kind of have to beat this out of yourself, literally, if you're a man, of sex is not connected to emotions.
I'm not following.
Yes.
Just so you're clear.
So I'm just saying, though, to see a man step up and be responsible.
Oh, no, I agree. It makes him more attractive.
And caring. It's like, it really, at this point in my life, it's whether he's holding his baby or investing in his 401k, either makes me turned on.
The interesting thing is you still have a hard on for every hot guy. And it doesn't, both things can be true and you need to fucking admit that.
Yeah, that's true. I guess it just made me more horny.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So don't think you're going straight. Don't think you're not a huge slut. I never said that.
No, oh no, I'm sex positive. Stick it in me.
So I wrote this down where Jara. That's their couple name, Jara. And they were talking about, Yara was talking about living with his mom for a while and living with the parents for a while where he was gone. And she's like, but who wants to live with your parents, with your man's parents? And Jill is like,
he's like,
can I get an amen?
She was like, yes. Which she talks about, like, because I never thought about this because of COVID, y'all. Her own parents haven't even met her baby yet. And their baby is like 8 months old now,
it's
right?
It's sad, yeah. Honestly, though, it's actually hard. Obviously, COVID makes it more difficult.
A lot of people have been through this.
But COVID, getting even getting a tourist visa from certain countries is hard. Like it depends on where you are. Countries that we're really friends with, like South Korea, you know, Ji-hoon just would send an email.
Ji-hoon!
He'd get a tourist visa in the mail.
Yeah.
So it's harder depending on what country you live in.
Yeah.
They're talking about the bachelor party, you guys. And
oh yes.
And now, do you believe this? Let's poll here. Do you believe that Yara had not seen this yet?
No.
No. She'd seen it.
Y'all,
Yara is savvy about everything she does social media-wise.
If you're on a reality show for the first time, you watch every single episode of every show you're on. She's been on lots of reality shows, though.
She's a pro.
So maybe she didn't, however.
No, she did.
I would think she would watch to see how she's portrayed.
Yep. She did.
She might have
fast forwarded through certain parts. You know what? I think she's really savvy about how to play all this, and she's trying to figure out some way she can get more reality show fame. And this is how she's perfect for reality shows.
I think Yara is this at least in terms of reality TV. Yara's the smartest person in that room.
Yes. She's also the best thing to come out of this season.
Jovi says
enough personality. They're going to be after Happily Ever After. They're going to get on Pillow Talk. They're going to get on all of it.
Well, Jovi is a good foil for Yara.
Exactly.
They're actually, to be honest, everybody talks about how great Yara is. But it's like they both need. It's like when everybody like just gushes and says how you know how much they love me, and I had to be humble and say I wouldn't be here without Poodle.
I'm sure you're so humble. I'm sure.
No, but
you go,
that's
thank
true.
You.
Y'all, but seriously though, y'all, a show with just Jake, snooze fest. A show with just me, boring. But you put us together, and it's gay fireworks.
That's true.
So, like, you gotta have one. I think that's why they're always the best.
If I wasn't here, you would just say it'd be you asking and speaking into the ether about what was this?
It would just be called, the show would be called Not Facts.
Uh-huh.
Not Facts with Maddie.
And just forgetting things.
Here to mislead you.
Sean Robinson says, so they showed the Bachelor section where he goes up and his friend says, Kaz says, I paid for you a private dance. You're going to go up there and get that private dance from that girl. That's all they show. And so she's supposedly never heard that.
And so, Sean points out, this is one of, again, good job, Sean Robinson. She said, so I noticed y'all were holding hands at the beginning of that clip, now you're not.
She goes,
what's about
I'm
that
hooked.
About? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm angry. I'm hot. So he's like, Joby, what happened? He's like, my friend forced me.
It's again, like, it's kind of like Lauren when she was, they forced me to go to this bachelorette party. I didn't mean to go.
My friend
Alexi
held my eyes open so I could watch your titties jump back and forth.
So I could watch. It wasn't me.
It wasn't
Sean
me.
Robinson, this really, I've only been to a strip bar once because my friend got divorced. So I took him. And at the time, I couldn't afford to give him a private dance. So we didn't do that. But this was very descriptive. I mean, I've had a private dance from a man. It's basically the same things. I think the gay guys are a little dirtier than the women, though. This sounds a little classier.
I think it's very different because...
But it was very detailed for 90 Day Fiancé.
Well, they say you go upstairs.
Really went through
they say you go the upstairs anatomy. And you have a private dance and she takes off her top and you do that. I still say that private dance has been used as a euphemism for other acts. I did say, and people corrected me who were exotic dancers. In my experience, in some places in New Orleans, which I live near, that did happen, and there were sex acts performed. So
it probably just depends on where you're going.
I agree.
Like if you're gonna go to the Starlight Bar out in Ardmore, when they have a private, you know what I mean? Places.
I was being specific about New Orleans.
Yeah.
And that was my experience. And I'm saying, I don't know what's going on here. They says it with private dance. It's fine. I was just going on from what I knew.
I think it was just a private dance, actually. I don't have a feeling Jovi did anything with her.
Okay. That's fine. What makes you say that?
Because I want to believe him.
Exactly. I'm saying it could be one thing or the other.
Maybe. Sean says, she's like, describe what happens in a private lap dance. And I wondered if she wondered when she got her journalism degree, if this is a question that she was going to be asking.
Sometimes
like,
that's
oh,
what I
come
think when
on.
We're like in the middle of a podcast. I'm like,
wow,
how much
you
I
almost
paid
have
for
a doctorate?
That master's? How many years of coursework did I do? And I'm talking about Caesar and the candy panties.
When you were Dr. Bush's TA talking about Beethoven, did you think
late,
he'd be here?
Late Mozart, Mozart in Prague, and that time, I never thought I'd be here. And you know what? I'm kind of happy I am.
You're having more fun than that person being a TA.
Definitely. No, I think it's, I'm not sure what happened, and all we can do is take his word for it.
He tried to get help. He was like, everybody knows what happens at a lap dance.
And everybody's
and then
like,
immediately Brandon's like, I've never been to a strip club.
I've never been.
Not true.
He's been.
Y'all, Brandon has been to a strip club.
And I just want to say though, I think Joby was trying to normalize this and no one was really, and none of the men were having it at all.
Even Sean is like, Tariq, you explain it, because we know that Tariq's been to a strip club.
He loves titty bars.
And he kind of was funny and like, why is it gotta be me? And he kind of dodges the question. All the men left Joby out to hang on this one. And it's because
there's a lot of women in that room. You got women like Rebecca. You got women
Rebecca's
like
already pissed
Sean.
Off.
I know. As Yara says,
question, Rebecca's chewing on that lip.
Yara's like, yes, but you have mean face. Can you blame him? She did have on a mean face.
She did.
And a lot of women in there. You got Natalie. You got Julia, who would jump down your fucking throat for anything.
Well,
so,
and ironically, Julia comes to his defense and basically says, like, these are professional dancers.
Nothing's wrong with strippers.
And Sean's like, so no part of her body touches your body. And Jovi said, no, I thought sometimes you can touch in private dances.
This
I think
is
it
the
just
thing.
Depends.
This is all speculation. The following things could have happened at wherever they were. The following things could have happened. What is a private dance? The following things could have happened all the way to the spectrum. She could have given him a blowjob. He could have touched her titties. She could have grinded up on him. We don't know. We just have to take his word for it. So what actually happened there, we're never going to know because cameras didn't go up there. So I thought it was really pedantic, her even wanting to know. I feel like she was just trying to get the salaciousness of it. And this was just dumb. Because it was trying to, oh my, I'm such a prude. What was happening? I'm doing a private dance at a strip bar at a titty bar. And yet Sean Robinson during Bears All, we have segments of Courtney stepping in things.
it's true.
It was like to network TV. All of a sudden we're nuns. And I think it was like talking out of one side of your mouth and saying something out of the other.
It's this idea, though, that we have back from the Cinemax Showtime days. If you pay for television, you're going to get a more
raw
salacious
project, raw product.
But who knows what they could have done? I remember when I took my friend to that strip bar. That stripper, she danced on me, and she even.
But that's not a private dance, honey.
She even like picked up my penis through my clothes with her vagina. She like pinched it.
Wow.
Trying to get it. She said, nothing? And I said, nothing. But is that eyeshadow makeup forever?
But I'm
literally
saying,
that's what I said.
I'm saying, and that's not even a private dance. So
I know, but I mean, I don't mean that making fun. I mean, I was like, I actually am. I think I do agree with what Julia said that like these are professional people that are talented,
right,
that are working their ass off. And it's not this kind of it's like what she talks later, how she didn't want to be perceived as being a
go-go
dancer.
And
the perception.
And it's a really interesting thing. This is also talking one side of your mouth and saying something else. She's like, strippers are fine, but I don't do that. But I don't.
Exactly. Then I thought.
The
You're
whole
defending
thing,
them, but you don't want to.
The whole thing goes hand in hand with people who shame sex workers, and that things like that. And then people are really careful to define the term of, well, strippers aren't sex workers, but the sex workers do this. And I'm thinking, why not just say we're all in similar fields of work, you know? And because there are strippers or exotic dancers who also are sex workers. There is a Venn diagram of there is a middle of it. And I get annoyed when people who try to say, oh, I'm only an exotic dancer. Sure. But there is a certain group of people who do both.
I understand what you're saying. And kind of like when we had that conversation, I was like, oh, do you think we'll ever move out of a binary system? And you said no. And I kind of want to say the same to you of that, like, you're going to have to get past that because I think you're coming
from
a
perspective. Don't tell me what I have to do.
No, but you're coming from a perspective of someone who is not judgmental of all of those people.
Yeah.
And basically, women especially are shamed and sex shamed. And to get that to change in the country and the world and for people to like, it's just.
I don't understand what you're trying to tell me to say,
I'm
though.
I'm just saying that like the people are never going to say, use a Venn diagram and kind of use an inclusiveness for that. There's always going to have to be that separation because Julia is coming from.
I get you.
If she was a go-go dancer. The shame she would get from being a sex worker or a stripper.
I totally understand what you're saying.
It's bullshit.
I'm saying
but
the
it's
fact
what
that
we're dealing with.
Everyone's always trying to say, but I'm this, not this or this over here.
But they're being more affected by the misogynistic
culture
that you've been able to shuck more.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying, like, that's your, that's kind of a beautiful thing that you've been able to do. But a lot of people, it's harder for them to do because, well, and also we try to be women, but we're not real women. So we have no idea what it's like.
But yeah, I'm just calling out.
I agree with you, actually, calling out
the hypocrisy of it.
I agree with you, the hypocrisy. I'm just saying that's just not going to change for a long time, sadly, I don't think.
Well, I'm not even putting it out there so it'll change. I'm just pointing out the flaw of it.
Yeah,
And just pointing out the flaw is the most important part of change. So,
but it's not going to change.
But that's like saying wanting equality doesn't mean anything.
I'm saying it's going to be a long time. It's going to be a long time.
I know, but to want for something is no problem.
No, not at all.
So I want to say there's the whole stripper thing, and Julia says nothing's wrong with strippers. If Brandon did this, I would kill them. And Zied said, "Wait, you do this every night." Such a joke. He's like, no. Oh. Zied kind of like woke up in his like pizza dreams
Zied there. Zied got real high before this tell-all, and that's where he kind of, the doobie started to wear off.
I think that's now, just him. I think.
It is him.
Yeah.
But now Yara does said, and this is true, how do you argue? She's like, I don't know what to say. I think it's disrespectful. Why would you want to do that when you have a woman at home?
Right.
And that this idea of, I agree with Yara, like, why do you want to, you know, this idea that you're going to be bound to one person and you need to experience freedom. And then we really kind of get Mama Gwen comes in like a shark.
Well, we need to talk. Do you hear what Rebecca said? Rebecca said to Jovi, you know, if the roles were reversed, he's like, yeah, I would have a lot of problems with that. I wouldn't like that.
You see his face, he's like, I would be.
But I
want to
say, that argument that she made, if this is his bachelor party, the argument that she made that, that you have a woman at home waiting for you, why would you do this? That's the same thing of, but you've got a beautiful wife. Why would you cheat? It's the cheater issue. It has nothing to do with her.
Yeah, that's true. It has nothing to do with her.
I want any time women or men have that saying, but I love him. I'm a loyal person. It's not about you, unfortunately.
Unless you cheat on Jake. If you're the cheater, it's about you because he'll kill you.
Yeah, I'm going to murder you.
And you know, Yara said earlier before in the show, she didn't care if he went to a strip club.
And
she knew.
And I think this is...
So that's a little bit that it does seem she's manipulating this for sympathy.
And I need to say, just like New Orleans has this, and New Orleans culture and Louisiana, Southern Louisiana culture especially, has this kind of these liminal areas of like things like Mardi Gras, where everything can go ape shit, bat shit crazy, and then it's Lent. So this idea of being able to go hog wild before your last hurrah makes sense.
Yeah, that's true.
And
I gotta argue with her there. That's
that,
a good point.
That liminality where you can lose your mind. That's why you'll hear men at their bachelor parties
It's why Poodle had to move out of New Orleans because he becomes like this Bacchian, just whore.
In a sex positive way. I had a point where I could not. I had my first two Mardi Gras when I lived there, and I could never do Mardi Gras again because I was just sick for days afterwards.
Because Poodle can't say no.
Had to stop at the clinic on the way back to Baton Rouge. Oof! Just get a shot in your butt. So Gwen, Mama Gwen comes on. She looking good with her poor blue dress. She gonna give us a long yapa truth.
And she does what? Well, we'll talk about that one. But she goes. She basically says she watched that and she said, "I had a son who lived a bachelor party for 10 or 12 years. And this actually makes sense. There's no need to do that before you get married because you've already done it."
I agree why she's saying it, and it's a great line, but you're going to have to – beating the kind of men can do anything they want, idea out of Jovi is going to take time. And she's never, I guarantee you, she's probably never really even tried to do that, because the way that she has to even interact in that type of society, Cajun society, is very patriarchal, like anything.
Well, but it does, I feel like those, you know more, but just from, I think women in general, but especially in the South, it's odd. Women will, once another mother will defend another mother, especially now that Yara is married, has a child.
It's very different now.
It's very different now. And we see that she's kind of, she is more sympathetic and more taking Yara's side, because she's the mother of her grandchild.
I totally agree. In the same breath, because I have a mother, she will talk shit about her daughter-in-law.
Oh, yeah.
And
for sure.
So, but Gwen makes a good showing, because she says things like, Jovi, you've had a bachelor party, and you need to be more compassionate. You need to grow up. And she's saying this, and Gwen was so, I loved it that we saw in the baby special how Gwen would want to help Yara, and she felt bad for her, and she would cry, tear up. So I think Gwen's a good person. She, at the beginning, she was like, really territorial.
She seemed rough, because I think she really thought Yara was there for a green card.
Yeah.
And now she's grown, I think, to love Yara. And now they did show, I have not seen this on the tell-all, y'all. Matt Sharp got a fucking lie detector test.
The poly on the bear's all.
Mm-hmm. On the bear's all. And that's,
and Tariq's like, never take a poly.
never take a poly. And like, they ask him on the tell-all
if he's ever slept
with a stripper. And he said no. And the man operating goes,
Now, I'm not defending Jovi, but he could have done any activity with a stripper. He could have slept with one or anything, even if he hadn't done that, and he would have gotten a little bit of an untruth or a lie. And and I'm not saying he did not lie.
But he could have slept with a stripper like 4 years ago.
Exactly.
So, who knows?
And I don't know why that's a bad thing. Again, it's like we're it's not even slut shaming. We're being so puritanical about this man who has obviously had a relationship with who's a dog, and we all know it. But it's like, in order to shame him and make fun of him, we all have to also make fun of these women who are doing this job, which is not good either. You know.
When in actuality, Jovi showed you who he was. You knew who Jovi was the whole time.
Thank you. Like,
so it's not a surprise. But and Yara even says, and this is definitely Yara wanting sympathy and a masterful. She's like, I can't be mad. I can't change nothing.
And Jovi goes, need to eat. The past is the past.
And she says, I just need to eat shit again, and that's it.
I was like, wow. She's kind of a master. I'm going to hurt that happily ever after season's going to be good for them. That story.
It's going to be great for them.
She's going to treat him like garbage. That we said that from like episode, and she's
we said that from like episode three. Yes. We said she would treat him like shit. And I still stand by that.
Yeah. You know what though? He gives it back to her, and it always, I think I've said going all along that, when he says it to her, it feels worse to me. I need to kind of let go of that, because she says some really nasty stuff to him.
She does say some nasty things to him.
Anyway, the one thing at the end I noticed that Jovi said, I'm sorry to Yara. I'm sorry you had to see that. Not I'm sorry for acting that way, because he's not sorry. Because he's just doing what a Cajun boy would
what
do.
What a Cajun boy does.
You gotta listen to Bon Ton Roule, and then you get something in the morning, and you gotta listen.
It's like when Poodle's mother caught him twirling a stick outside, singing John Souza. He said, I'm sorry, this is just what a little gay boy in South Carolina does.
John Philip Sousa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead.
With that image in your head, y'all, we're going to let you think about that and ponder it while we go to commercial break. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreau!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. No, no farm animals for me, the farmer in the hell. No.
Never live with parents. Never. Hear me. Hear me. No, never live. Never
hear
live.
Me. Hear me. I can't be naked. I can't get blowjob. I can't suck his dick and ride him like a roller coaster at the Six Flags.
She did. She did give either a hand job or a blowjob. We saw footage on Bears All to that fucking little ventriloquist dummy.
Yeah, y'all. If your ventriloquist dummy husband wants a blowjob publicly in a car, he's fucked a stripper. Or been to a strip club.
And I think even more so. He's so creepy. And
he's just not attractive to me.
Yeah.
I don't think he's bad. Well, that video about slave shit was horrible.
Oh God. The less we say about that, the better. That was terrible. I want to say that Julia, compared to Yara, Julia did not she felt like she needed
well
to talk a lot, unfortunately. And
a lot of people didn't like her.
She made a comment. She basically made comments about everybody and everyone's situation. And because she's new to reality TV, she's not like Yara. She's not like a veteran. Yara's been on like 4 shows in the Ukraine.
She has.
And Rebecca's been down this road before. Even Tariq and Hazel kind of know where they're going. Natalie and Mike are cuckoo, so you never know what you're going to get.
Cuckoo.
Cuckoo. We had no
cat.
You want your yogurt.
Yogurt.
So,
yeah, but she just did not know.
She was just saying crazy shit about plastic surgery. She was saying stuff about birth control that wasn't really backed up by anything.
I don't know why the tell-all, I mean, this is, there was with Rebecca, but I didn't dislike it, but I'm like, why are we having a 10-minute conversation about what are our thoughts on plastic surgery on the 90 Day Fiancé tell-all?
Because the cast members want to talk about it, and Julia had opinions. It was all crosstalk.
I guess it was just, didn't you feel like it was very a random thing to be brought up? I didn't think that owed a segment worth. That was the only part of the tell-all where I was like, why are we still talking about this?
Well, Rebecca brought it up.
Well, Sean brought it up to Rebecca.
Right.
But you know, I thought it was going to be like a little, oh, Rebecca, you look nice. And she talks about getting some work done. And then that was it. And they move on. Well, but it ended up being this whole thing.
No, no, no. It was a thing because Julia came at her about it. That was why it was a thing.
That's true.
It was a thing because
Julia made
Julia
it a
says,
thing.
Julia says, you go to gym. And you That's go to true. A gym Julia, club.
That's true. Julia so made it a it, thing.
That was the only reason. That's when I went, gross. And to be not to defend Julia, she is young, and it's easy when you need to lose weight at 24 or whatever. You just eat a salad and you lose 5 pounds.
Y'all remember when you would like just skip lunch and lose 4 pounds?
Yeah, not that easy. It
doesn't happen anymore.
Not that easy after 40.
Julia's going to watch this when she's 40, and she's going to say, "You
I really should not have said
bitch.
Gym club.
You did not know." Did not know.
There was something in our sissy squad that said, who are these people? Was it a picture of a young Mike and young Natalie, like at the beginning of their season? And it's what happened to these people? And someone commented, they ate butter.
They ate butter. You all want to talk to you about butter.
Makes you smart.
Butter. Makes you smart. Helps butter. Learning.
Helps memory.
Virility helps with your virility. So y'all, Sean said, it's so basically in this, she asked about how the mother is and things are going through, but Sean says, how do you think, she asked everyone, how do you think Brandon did as far as standing up to his parents? And this is where Jovi shines, because Jovi realizes people may think I'm shitty, but I'm way better than Brandon, and I'm gonna throw him under the bus for it. And Yara gets, I think people, I thought this, that Yara would have like this kind of sisterhood with Julia. No,
they're very different people.
Yara threw her under the bus.
Yara's older than Julia,
backed up. And ran over her again.
Well, I want to say the biggest deal here is that we find out that the whole season has been about Brandon's not moving out of his house because he's a mama's boy. And he says he doesn't have any money.
Jovi says, I would have rented a place. And then we find out,
We find out, Brandon says, well, maybe it's that someone actually looked at property or someone looked at places to live, but it wasn't up to par. And everyone went, to Julia. So Julia seems like where they were finding, it probably looked like Place de Planchet, where I lived in Baton Rouge at the time. Not a really nice apartment. But you guys, and Jovi has said this, you got to get out of the parents' house. Now, I want to say that's a lot of privilege as Americans. We say that. It is very common in especially Latin America, to live with your parents until you move out.
Yeah.
Or till you get like, married.
Till you get married.
Sorry, that wasn't clear. Yes, until you get married.
So that was kind of like a what? And then Julia's like, yeah, it wasn't up to par. And then they bring on Betty and Ron. And so
Betty's got a nice kind of like Deborah Winger blowout going on.
Deborah, because that's where she will tell her. Very terms of endearment. And she said, "Bet." And so then they bring up the whole stripper thing again of Julia. They said, we know Julia was a go-go dancer in Russia, and they thought she might have been a stripper. And then Jovi's trying to, he's like, see, strippers are normal people.
It's fine. They're strippers.
It's fine. And Natalie's like, I love how you dance. I think it's talent.
She's like, yes. I've seen your dance. I really like
it. It's a talent. Appreciate it.
This was all of her things. We talked about it a little bit. Every time Natalie had crosstalk, it was so weird. It's like when she called fake. Uncle Bo is very stylish. You're stylish, man.
It was very fake.
I agree.
Everything.
I love how you do that.
And so, yes. And then basically it starts to get into the whole Yara's basically goes in on Julia. And she's like, look, you're not the boss. Because Julia tries to say, well, Sean asks, who's the boss? And Julia says, well, Mom, you know, Mama Brandon thinks she's, Betty thinks she's a boss, but I live there now. I'm the wife, so I'm really the boss.
And Yara's like, you're wrong. You live there.
You're wrong.
Her
you're
rules.
Cleaning animals. You're cleaning animals. If you're cleaning animals, you're not the boss.
And she's like, if you're cleaning animals, you should be on a work visa.
And she's like, it was so good. She said, if you're cleaning animals, you should pay for that. Now, granted, Rebecca and them kind of say, but you're living there rent free. You work for, but
here's the thing though.
Yeah.
That's why I feel like there were some edges of this story that were always a little thorny and we never really got explanations for them. And I think we got some explanations. The reason why the whole Julia not wanting to work with animals was basically for the cameras, and it was great TV. We enjoyed it. However, yes. We realized that she did not get to see Brandon a lot, so that's why she was doing it. And she had to admit that because she has been acting like the victim the entire season.
So she chose to do it because she wanted to see Brandon right. when he got home.
It's still shitty. Don't get me wrong. However, she is acting. She made it sound like she was an indentured servant to the parents.
Yes.
And the parents were like saying, yeah, we want to make this clear. She was here.
We came at the parents.
Yeah.
We came at the parents in the season.
Mm-hmm. And the parents are like, look, he did this job. We never asked her to do anything. We've already decided this is a hobby farm, y'all. There's very little work to even do. It would probably take you 30 minutes in the morning.
Possibly, yes. Julia's talk, and she's like, but I have to prove that I'm a, and that's where Julia talks about. She has to prove she's a good girl. She has to prove that she's, you know, there for the right reasons. And again,
Yara.
Boss Yara, you don't need to prove nothing.
You don't have to prove it to yourself. That's it.
And everybody's just, again, you're right, Poodle. That's age.
Yep.
When you are 20 years old, you don't know. You're fucking everyone and everything, trying to find some self-worth in that penis.
That's the truth. Will I find love inside of a dick? Will I find love here? Will I find acceptance in a penis? Tell me, God.
Oh.
I think it's – then we get into the birth control where Sean Robinson – because this was the other kind of big red flag about the season where – when Julia said, no, I don't want birth control. I don't want to do things in my body. And she's like, and I knew it. And she says in the tell all, it's very much like, and my cousin's best friend's hairdresser, when she had birth control and then she couldn't have a baby. And it's kind of like, I don't even want to get on the soapbox about it, but people take birth control all the time. Yes, there are arguments against it and there are a lot of arguments for it. But like, and we're not saying one way or the other, but to have to use evidence that way, I knew someone, it's just not good enough.
No, like it's, no, that's not good enough.
And this idea that Betty said, I just actually wanted her to be informed about what her options were, which sounding that way, that sounds great.
But I don't agree with, I think Betty saying that, she is... I think Betty, y'all, we saw her. She was not acting that way. She was saying she needs to get on birth control so y'all don't have a baby.
So that's true.
I think that's her backtracking to make herself look better.
Yeah.
And I think, I will say, I think Don and Betty got a lot of flack, and I think they backtrack to make Julia look a little worse this
they did.
Too.
They did.
They knew, just because she's younger, they're calculating and they know more what to say because they know, too, Brandon is never going to defend his wife.
No.
Ever.
He's going to bend over every time.
Where Jovi would defend Yara, never Brandon.
I think it was really interesting. I think.
I did remind me. Remember when Yara said where Yara was like, yeah, you kind of tricked us. And then Rebecca just said, you rode that wave. See, a lot of people didn't like those kind of things from Rebecca and Julia.
That's Julia's just her. Rebecca.
Julia's was more annoying because she was younger. I love the things Rebecca says because I think it's usually fucking tea.
It is, and it is.
And I love the crosstalk. That's why I like the tell-alls.
I'm okay with it. Rebecca's been doing this for long enough to think she's a veteran. And so she's going to have something to say about it. Now, I guarantee you the producers and everyone, they encourage that.
I'm sure, because people don't say like, oh, Angela needs to shut up in the tell-alls. Angela talks about everybody.
Mm-hmm. Angela's got a fucking opinion about everything. And that's why the tell-alls are always fireworks when Angela's there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Say what you want to. She's got a shitty personality. And she's abusive to Michael, but damn, that's good TV when she's around.
It is. So Tariq is actually asking about the birth control thing. And
Can I ask one question before you go on? What would you do as a parent if you knew your son's fiance was not on birth control? And also, they really weren't using condoms because he didn't like them.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do?
Take my son to a urologist and get his tubes tied on his dick. You think I'm kidding?
But I understand where she's coming from, because she's, especially that's her precious boy. She doesn't know his new fiance from Adam.
It is
a dilemma.
It is a dilemma, and I think that I really think, honestly, it wouldn't be for me to talk to my daughter-in-law. It would be for me to talk to my child.
Agree.
And make my child stand up and be a fucking adult and talk to his wife or his – if that's what he really doesn't want. If he's like,
right.
I don't care. So for me, that's where Betty misstepped. Is Betty tried to? Betty felt that she could, I guess, this woman to woman talk to Julia about this. Mm-hmm. It's different. If it was even an aunt, one of Brandon's friends who was a woman, which Julia would never let happen.
No.
But if it was something like that that spoke to Julia, different. But the mother-in-law talking to her as a parent, I would not feel comfortable talking to my
child. No, I totally agree. I'm just trying to show you how limited her options were.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think part of her knows that her son is a loser in some ways. And
she'll never admit it.
No.
But,
and I think she was trying to do, she's like, well, I know I can't do anything about him because he's not going to listen to me. So maybe I could. So again, I'm not defending her. I'm just maybe explaining why she chose to do what she did. We're trying to. I think
that's it, basically.
I think that's it.
That's it. So we should probably.
Oh.
All right. Y'all, I didn't want to really talk about this, but Poodle, I haven't even told you this. But
oh, great.
So I went and ran errands, hung out with my friend Bridget today, and I came home and there was a dead raven in my bedroom.
Oh, wow.
On my bed, yes. And it had a note, and it told me to tell you, I don't know how it knew the timing of it, but it said, turn around and look who's in your apartment right now, Poodle.
Oh, my God. Hold on.
Y'all, she's here. She's here. If you smell cigarettes and dime store vodka, y'all, welcome back to the show, hello. Olga Poodleskaya.
Hello, it is I, Olga. Hello. It has been,
Olga,
it has been
changed,
a long time.
Changed your hair.
You know how sometimes you get up and you're like, what do I do with this again? I just need a change. And, you know, sometimes I wash in cabbage water. It makes it very smooth yet smelly. But then you just douse with like perfume. It's fine. Anyway,
Where have you been? Where have you? Everybody's been asking. We've had three Ukrainian Russian women on the show, and everybody's asking, "Where's Olga?"
Oh, you know, that's a good question. You know, I appreciate you saying, Olga, where people say, Olga, where is Olga? I mean, Olga, you know, I've been saving your goddamn country. That's where I've been.
Oh, have you?
Yes. I don't know if you know. No, you don't know. I have been since around December, January. I was contacted by U.S. government. Okay. And they say, oh, Uncle Bruskaya, we need to talk to you. You have been around a lot, and we need to just talk to you and see if you can help us with special project. So they say, they tell you, they take me out to nice dinner. They say, Olga Puruskaya, we need a sample of your blood because we may think it may cure coronavirus. And they said, you have been around the world so many times and had sex with so many people that pretty much everything in there is immune by now to you. So you have to have coronavirus, some coronavirus. And I said, well, I, of course, want to help because I have human being and I bleed, my heart bleed for pandemic and everyone who experienced pandemic. But how are you going to comp me? Olga got to get paid. So,
okay.
They say,
and you weren't at the time working on an older Chinese businessman in his 80s that you worried might die from coronavirus.
Oh, honey, no,
all.
There are three I'm working always.
Okay.
You got to keep your options open. So, anyway, I'm at Lowry's Prime Rib.
Oh.
Very good. Very good. Very good Yorkshire pudding.
Okay.
And they say, we can do this in bathroom. We take sample, but we are also going to have to take you to, like, Washington. And you're going to stay because we got to take you and to get your blood and do all kinds of stuff. So they take me in there. And, like, 3 months later, Moderna vaccine come out. That's all.
Oh, wow.
You know why? Moderna is the name I use when I check in hotel with Chinese businessmen. Moderna Puruskaya.
Oh, wow. Did you get to meet Dolly Parton?
I don't know who that is. That's fine.
So, Olga, thank you for your service to our country,
but
the
you
world,
know,
rather.
That you're very welcome. They put me up in a very nice hotel in Washington. I see very famous political figures there. My favorite now is a lovely, lovely white-haired man named Tony. Tony comes all the time. He had lots to do with coronavirus, it seems. He's an Italian man. Lovely, lovely man. Tony, what's his name? It sounds like Ouchie.
Oh,
he very good man. All kinds of mommy stuff. Who knew? Who knew? Who knows? Some, you never know what they're gonna like.
Wow.
I tell you who you don't want though. You, as soon as someone named Matt Gaetz call, you need to block them. Okay? You're gonna have all kinds of freaky shit.
Olga, yeah. We gotta move on to the show. So
where
we
are we?
Sued.
You asked where I went. I was telling you.
Olga, since you're here, look, we had Yara, Natalie.
Yes.
Julia. So
what's
we've been
the common
to
thread?
Know
yes.
All season, who, if these three women went to the school of Olga Puruskaya.
Olga Puruskaya Institute for to marry rich Chinese businessmen and or yes. Russian oligarch. And
if
yes.
we're grading them A to F, how did they do?
Okay.
Let's start with Julia. How did Julia do?
Julia, I had high hopes for her. She's a Russian girl. She's a silly girl. So she go-go dancer. We all know when go-go dancer, you go-go, you pee, and then you go other side of them. That's how you go-go dance in Russia.
Sure.
Oh, so, yeah.
Sure.
So she, you know, she chose wrong person. She choose very boy man. She choose boy man with animal. And
doesn't have a lot of money
no,
either.
No. And she live with parents. First off, if you're going to live with parents, you need to somehow have gas leak. Parents die.
Okay.
Easy.
Yeah.
Easy. Yeah. Die in sleep. Easiest way to kill.
So.
Anyway, have parents murdered.
Okay.
Then you can
be
with
sued
him.
For this. We're gonna get sued for this show.
So I give her. I give. Sadly, I give her D.
D.
She.
Okay.
She. she not really use pussy for help either.
Oh, okay.
She let him kind of run her like playground. Russia can do better.
So
she's going to have to repeat dealing with mom course.
Oh, dealing with...
Yeah, need to repeat.
What about, what do you think about Yara? What would you give her?
Oh, Yara, my favorite. Oh, she prize student.
Now, oh, really?
I must say, she not have good choice in men either. She choose Playboy. She choose men who kind of look like duck. Duck in face, Bill.
Yeah.
Yes. That's the sound of duck in Russian.
Okay. Didn't know they had a difference.
Oh, all types of languages have sounds for animals. You know what sound a rooster make in French?
What?
I'm a rooster. Ha! That's Olga joke. Cocorico. Cocorico.
Wow.
Anywho.
Anyway.
So, where was I?
This segment's gone long.
Where was I talking?
Yara.
Yara, she very smart. Also, she chose man whose parents alive. Problem there.
Problem.
Olga always chose Chinese businessman whose parents dead. No dealing with
Although,
it also.
Jovi's father is young enough that you could fuck him.
That is a selling point, yes. Also, she thinks that Jovi have money, but he actually just work with petroleum. He's not petroleum tycoon. So yes. I think that was a problem with understanding language, you know. So because, you know, when I have certain Russian president call me, he actually offers to pay me in drums of petroleum.
Oh, so that's wonderful.
It's much better. Vladdy.
The dining room's
Vladdy.
Just full of it.
Yeah.
So did you give her an A?
You know, I give her B. B.
Okay,
she's,
B.
She's trying. She's you know, I'd say B plus.
B plus.
B plus.
Okay.
She's pregnant now, so her career's kind of over.
Kind of over.
Yeah, she's settled. So what? Maybe she can make career again when baby's older. She can go out, marry other Chinese businessmen.
So let's move on to the most controversial. What grade would you give Natalie?
Natalie, poor Ukraine. She's a basic Ukrainian girl. Oh, everything is with the eyes and the dress and the you know, she should have been actress. She cannot be. She was not meant to be in world of organized extreme dating like in Nanny de Fiance.
Does she handle Mike well?
She decides to have fiance as Yeti. She decides to have a Yeti as fiance. That's biggest problem.
He
have problems saying words. You notice he kind of just do shrugging. He does he have problems saying words, and she have problems saying words too.
Is it more a problem that he seems dumb or that he seems not rich?
He no rich. Dumb I can handle. Dumb I understand. Olga understand dumb. He be lucky to get girl as pretty as Natalie. She would do so well in Taiwan. All the stories I could tell you of Taiwan.
Please don't.
Oh, Natalie, call me. We're going to go to Taiwan.
Do you give Natalie A?
No, she get F. Sadly, she get F.
She get F.
She should have left as soon as she got there and see his Yeti body. She should have gone off with Uncle Bojangles. They could have had a really good time. You will hear that song. I met a man, Bojangle, and he danced a bit.
Yeah.
He eat lots of root vegetables.
I don't think that's the song.
He liked to dance around like Russian bear in circus.
Olga,
yes.
We enjoyed you.
You know, I got to go. I got to get. I have a deal to sell. petroleum that Vladdy gave me.
Okay.
Oh, wait, hold on. Who's calling? No, Matt Gaetz, stay away. Oh, here we go. Go, go, go. Bye. Dos vedanya.
Bye. Bye, Olga.
Ah!
Well, everybody, it was nice doing this.
It was
nice doing this show with you. We're probably going to get canceled.
She had a lot to say, it seems like. Good for her. Seems like she did well.
Let's just, you know, I thought I missed her, and then she started talking, and I remembered I didn't.
Hopefully, we don't have to censor her.
Let's talk about Rebecca and Zied, shall we?
Let's do it.
Jump in. So,
let's talk about
John.
Go ahead. No, I was going to say, let's just talk about Rebecca looks good.
She does look good. She does. They even talk about the age issue. And this is true. You don't think about the age with Rebecca and Zied. I never do.
I don't.
It never feels weird.
I don't think she's never felt 47 to me.
No.
And maybe it's because she's so insecure that she acts 25.
She acts younger. She does because of her insecurities.
And it actually breaks my heart to see Rebecca behaving this way. And I'm sure it probably hurt her to watch herself, because constantly she rethinks every decision she makes. And it's just, I wish she was my client. Because that's something I can work with. She's already got so many good things.
She does, and she's intelligent.
You don't have to rebuild her over.
You don't have to, like, Natalie's a total.
Oh God, that would take years.
It would take years.
She actually needs a trauma therapist. She needs someone who can, because Natalie's got some kind of trauma she's stuck in.
Where Rebecca is more just a woman in the South with insecurities about being balancing like a. A strong, decisive woman and what that means in the world. And
she needs a lot of work with gratitude and an affirmative thinking about herself.
We don't know a lot, but I bet Rebecca had like either maybe possibly abandonment or just childhood where things were taken away from her, or maybe she grew up poor. We don't know, but she has almost that depression era thinking of
scarcity.
When are things going to,
when's the other shoe going to drop?
Yes. Yeah. So she admits though, she does look great, and she got some Botox, some lip injections. And
Ned's like, I also get lip injection, but it's too much.
It's too much. I don't do it anymore. And then Sean says, well, how did you feel about it, Zied, when you saw her?
I love this.
I love this so much.
And she's she looks younger. She's like, yes, I want her to look younger. And Rebecca's like, no, what he's saying is.
She's like, what he's saying is that he doesn't care if I look younger. He's happy. I'm happy, everybody.
Like, yes, that's what
you're saying.
I mean.
That, right, honey?
Yes.
My favorite is when Zied explains for him. she Becky explains. For Zied.
Sometimes Zied explains because he's not clear. And then sometimes she says it because she knows he's going to get read on social media and she wants to protect him.
I agree. I think that is it. I think they have the potential out of all these couples to make it work the most.
I think there's the most love there in that couple.
I agree. Yeah.
For sure.
So she did have she's called it a mini tummy tuck, or she's going back to have a mini tummy tuck. I'm not sure what I wrote down.
I think she did. She did have it. There's still swelling.
Yeah.
This is where, like, I love Rebecca, where she just talked about this in a non-shameful way. And this is why Julia was really stupid to not read the fucking room.
Don't come for Rebecca.
Julia or Rebecca, because y'all get plastic surgery if you want. I've had Botox before. I have some fillers. Get it if you want. If you don't, that's fine. But I will often talk about this on the show because it's just a secret thing. I think that some people, it's getting better.
Yeah, we normalize it. I just make fun of you because it's ridiculous how your eye looks weird the next day.
And he makes fun of me because he hasn't done it yet.
I make fun of you because one eyebrow just kind of sticks up there, and like you're always questioning.
I think Botox would be fantastic for you.
I don't have the same forehead lines that you do, though.
Okay. Might just be that light.
No, here's what I would get. Like I say, I would get eye corners and fillers underneath my eyes. My lips are fine. I would maybe get a little bit relaxation here, but I'm not planning to do it for any time soon.
Unless you decide to sponsor us, then he'll get whatever you fucking put in his face.
Then I'll have like mayonnaise that's been sitting out in the sun.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't give a shit.
So I just love that Rebecca talks about that. So it brings up this conversation.
I say do what you want to do if it makes you feel
exactly.
better.
And that's the way Rebecca talks about it. And it's great. So I was confused. She wants to fix her nose or she did have a nose job?
I think she did have a nose job. And then Yara said, so did I. My nose looked like potato. And you can see earlier shots of Yara and she looks radically different. Now, and it's even good or bad. She just looks very different.
She looks very a nose job changes you mm-hmm. more than anything. So that's where Julia kind of jumps in and says, if you're young, why do you need to do something?
Right.
So already she started out, old people just need to be shot like horses.
You go to gym club.
And now she just has no idea what.
Yeah. Now, well, I think she's seeing this as in an Americans are lazy conceit. And
because Yara's actually the one, though, that first says, your opinion sounds like judgment. She's like, I don't mean to be judgmental.
That was the best. She's like, I'm just giving my opinion. She's like, but your opinion sounds like judgment. And it was a vicious read. And it was so wonderful. And that's basically because Jillian had been mouthing off the whole episode about kind of to everyone and kind of like this little yippy dog. And Yara put her in her place. And it was wonderful.
And then probably the most seen that Poodle has felt on 90 Day Fiancé
when they ask Zied.
Is when Julia says, but this is Zied's going to get his stomach done. And Julia said, but this is not natural for body. You should work out.
Which
kind of agree with her for Zied. I'm like, Zied, you're not that much overweight. You should just eat healthier work out.
No, I love pizza too much.
I cannot stop eating pizza. I'm sorry. And that's where Poodle raised his hand and said,
I'm here.
Thank you.
A life without pizza is not a life I want. Now, I know people who have like gluten allergies or people who don't eat cheese, who are allergic to dairy, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry that was taken away from you.
I'm sorry
too. You can find something else. Hopefully you find some other joy in your life that matches pizza, and it's not fair. It's not fair that happened to you. But pizza is one of the joys in life. I wonder if is there anyone out there who's listening who said, yep, hate pizza, pizza hater. It's not that I would not even do it. I hate pizza.
Come at us in the Sissy Squad. If you're a pizza hater or come at us on Instagram or Twitter, let us know.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be judgmental. I'm more going to be like, I think I'll see an alien. I'll just go, huh.
That's cool. That's interesting. Wow. That's new.
Wow. Anyway. So then they have an interview with Tiffany and Mike. Tiffany and Micah. And
boy, someone got a glow up. Someone has dyed. I think she's a hairstylist. She dyed his hair gray. He looks a lot less cousin fucker now.
He does. He looks great. Because I will say,
he's attractive. He's attracted to me. I kind of hate that about me.
He got a lot of flack online because we know nothing about him, and a lot of people were calling him like a proud boy and shit like that,
which I thought
was really horrible. We don't know anything about somebody.
We saw a lot of people who looked like him in the news who were at the Capitol on the 6th, and people were kind of quick to make that assumption.
I think
there was stuff online where he was saying some stuff politically, but
I don't know any of that.
But here's the thing, you guys,
he looks way trendier now. He looks way more
sober-like-y. I know exactly what that is, but
we both fucked our way through Silver Lake. So, like a lazy river on that lake.
Wake up smelling like BO.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And patchouli.
Just kind of ball sweat in your beard.
Uh-huh. So the Tiffany basically says they were talking about the situation with Hannah, her friend, and she's like, oh, I can help you move. And Tiffany's like, look, Tana wasn't meaning anything. She was just trying to be nice, which I kind of believe. Rebecca's like, no, she was not. She was flirting with him. Really?
And I agree with Rebecca.
Interesting.
No one helps you move unless they want something or they owe something.
Oh, I think she was just trying to be really nice.
No, I disagree.
So you think she would try to flirt with him with her friend's mother right there?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I just thought she was just trying to be nice.
No. And then I love that Sean said, well, would you be offended if it was a woman that was your age? And she said, I would have been even more
that
pissed
because
she should
worse.
Know better.
Yeah.
She should have known better. She's old enough to know. I'm old enough to know better.
No, that's not the melody. I'm old enough to know better, but I'm still too young.
Too young to care.
I have no idea why that country song is emblazoned on my memory.
Monday morning, I wake up with a hammer in my hand.
De-de-de-doo.
I'll spend yelling something at me that I don't understand. I have to finish it. Don't know how I got to work, but I just know I'm there. I'm old enough to know better, but I'm still too young to care.
I wonder where he is now. Wade Hayes.
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done. I'm glad you checked your phone during that. Like an asshole. Y'all, there's nothing more dismissive than when I'm saying something and he checks his phone. Asshole. Ooh. So,
I did that.
One thing they said that Rebecca had to tell this story about. It's like when we were about to the night before we get married. He, I said I'm going to be in the hot tub, and then he didn't join me, and I was like, why wouldn't you do that? This story made no sense.
No sense.
And everybody was like, honey, you need to move on. You need to think. You need to. You're still butthurt about this.
Yes.
I think. I think it would, I'm sure she's very loving. It is a lot of work being in a relationship with Rebecca.
Rebecca reminds me, oh, it just popped in my head of who she reminds me of. And it just, oh, she has the same thing of Lauren, where she needs that constant validation.
Oh God.
But Lauren is younger. And that's why we've talked about that. You're a lot like that. And I think that's why we think of Rebecca younger because, and I think what you're saying in working with her, y'all, the best validation comes from yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's hard for Rebecca to do. And I just want to let her know.
I agree with you.
Awesome.
I think Rebecca has a little more self-awareness about her own issues. I don't think.
Oh, I agree.
Lauren in the season we were in, when season three has
three, that
no
we're doing now.
Self-awareness
Classic.
about her issues. I think now she realizes stuff. Like that's what age
so
do for you. Yeah, when I was watching the baby special with Lauren and Alexi, I was like, oh, I like her. And when I've been treated to season three, I'm like, ugh, boy. No one would need to see me at 25.
No.
No one needs to see Lauren losing her shit at 25.
I just want to finish this. I do love, and you can tell this on Instagram, like it looks like on Instagram that Micah and Zied have actually become pretty close and good friends. I love it. Tiffany's like, they're in love. He's here for he's devoted to her.
Yep.
He's
passed the test completely. And I think I did see something. I think they posted it maybe a couple days ago where they were all on Rebecca's Instagram, they were all doing something together, and he was like friends with. There was a photo of him and Zied hanging out.
It's really sweet.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think this will turn out to be, besides the messy wedding they had, and some of Rebecca's kind of jealousy and that shopping cart that we will never forget.
And that shopping cart, yeah.
I think Rebecca will look back at this season. They'll probably do another one. They'll probably do another happily ever after a while, or maybe they won't. I don't know.
They'll be on a happily ever after.
Yeah,
for sure,
but I think she'll. after she gets a little more settled with this, maybe she'll realize that Zied's there for her. And this is the lie. In other words, instead of always being worrying about the future, maybe she'll actually learn to be in the present a little bit. Because that's another one of Rebecca's issues.
Boy, can't we all do that?
Oh, it's the hardest thing in the world.
Y'all, we're going to pause there. We're just going to say it's kind of what's setting up. We're going to go through all this, but it's going to be Amira is coming on. She's stressed out. She doesn't want to talk to Andrew. I feel like we'll probably save this for next episode because we're going to get.
Yes.
I think it'll make more sense of talking in part two.
We get a little teaser of Andrew and Amira
walking off the set.
He's like, but I can't talk with her. She needs to be here. How is this? Anyway, we're gonna dissect all of this, Michigan.
I'll be honest. Dildo Baggins didn't
Swaggins.
Dildo Swaggins didn't show up today because the schools reopened where he is and he had to go to school. So, but he sent me a TikTok saying he will definitely be here for the second tell-all. He asked his mom to leave a note with the principal.
His mom gave him the okay. Dinner's going to be late that night. So, yeah.
Anyway, y'all, that's the show. That's the show. We appreciate you so much. You can go to realitygazepodcast.com to find out all of our other shows. Hey, Queens, we're working hard because we love you and we love doing this. So we appreciate a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
Look for another, final free episode of Pig Royalty on this feed. And also look for another episode of The Single Live this week.
This week. Those will be coming up. Lots of fun stuff. I just booked my flight today. I'm landing in LA at 4:30 afternoon.
Oh, joy. Oh, rapture.
There at 7. Oh, rapture. Anyway, Friday morning, clear it, bitch. I'm coming for you.
Oh, God.
I do have therapy at noon, though, and I need therapy.
Oh, I have acupuncture at 11:15, so...
Perfect.
I love it. I love it that our whole thing is now self-care.
It is self-care. Oh,
that's
all right,
that's
y'all.
Over 40, y'all.
Over 40. You got to get it before it hurts too much. All right, you. We call these people lonely hearts because, Poodle, aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yeah. And if you wanted to see me and Cuckoo on the show...
Tune into our live.
Come in and tour our live. Cuckoo, get your key lime yogurts get warm.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.